cháu chào Hảo.
Em ơi đi.
Ô hôm giao sinh lại kanjen ni mon.
I'm very happy to be here to see everybody.
As you know, I've been sharing a special series of messages on the Ten Commandments.
大家都知道, 我这段时间一直在跟大家分享有关十诫的信息。
If you recall, the first commandment forbids us from worshiping other gods.
如果大家还记得的话, 第一诫就是 我们禁止敬拜他神。
The second commandment forbids us from worshiping idols.
那第二条诫命就是不可以敬拜偶像。
And now in today's message, the third commandment, God forbids us from misusing His holy name.
那我们今天就到了第三诫，就是神禁止我们滥用他的名。
Let us open in prayer.
让我们再做一个开始的祷告。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word and we thank you for your holy name.
亲爱的天父上帝, 我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语, 也感谢你圣洁的名。
We pray through the study of the Ten Commandments, you will teach and guide and form us into Christ.
我们赞美你, 通过十诫的学习, 我们可以更像主耶稣基督。
May our lives be shaped by your word, that our lives may be a light to the world.
愿我们的生命被你的话语塑造, 愿我们可以成为这世上的光。
And through our lives, we may attract many to the light of your word and to the gospel.
愿众人能够通过我们看到你的光, 能够被你所吸引, 能够被神的话所得着。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉耶稣基督宝贵的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
So today we'll be looking at the third commandment of the Ten Commandments.
那我们今天呢，就要学习第十诫里的第三条诫命。
Now, before we understand what it means today, we must understand what it meant in the Old Testament times.
那我们想要明白这条诫命在当今的意义的话, 我们先要明白这条诫命在当时的环境下的意思。
We scholars and Bible teachers have a saying.
就是说我们, 这个圣经的教师呢, 有这样的话。
And that is, before you can know what it means, you must know what it meant.
就是说你要想知道它的意思的之前呢, 你先要知道它的为了什么。And
so for the first part of today's message, I must give you some historical and cultural background on the importance of the name in the ancient world.
那所以呢, 在这个今天的信息开始呢, 我要想让大家明白，就是名字在当时的这个 是这个古代的时候，这个历史背景下，它的意义是什么？First
of all, in the ancient world, names had meaning.
那首先呢，就是在古代的时候呢，这个名字这个词是有意义的。In
today's world. In America, names don't really have much meaning.
就是当今的美国呢, 我们的名字有时候没有太大的意义。
This morning, I was just thinking about that question.
我今天早晨就在想这个问题。
What is the meaning of the name Steve?
就说Steve这个名字到底是什么意思呢?
What is the meaning of the name Tom?
那Tom这个名字是什么意思呢?
Nowadays, we don't really emphasize meaning in names. Names is just a label.
就当今世界呢, 名字就成为了一个代号, 而不是这是有意义的一个词语。
But in the ancient world, and I believe also in Chinese culture, meanings are very important, names are important and have meaning.
但是我相信就是在古代，以及我们华人的历史背景的话，名字呢是有很重要的意义的。
Here is a scripture in Genesis 17 that emphasizes even in the Bible, which is part of the ancient world, names are very important and names have meaning.
那我们下面读的这段经文，创世纪十七章呢，就是让我们了解到在当时的古代世界呢，这个名字是有意义的，而且是很有重要性的。
In order to save time, we will alternate between reading the scripture in English and then in Chinese. So for this, we'll read just in English.
那为了节省时间呢，我们今天的经文都会用这个单语英文或者中文来读。那这我们先用英文开始。
Abram fell face down, and God said to him, "As for me, this is my covenant with you. You will be the father of many nations. No longer will you be called Abram. Your name will be Abraham, for I have made you a father of many nations." So you see here, names are important in the ancient world and have meaning.
所以你在这里看到呢，在古代世界呢，名字是非常重要的，它是有意义的。
Even in the New Testament, we find Jesus changes the name of his number one apostle, Peter.
那我们甚至在新约里面呢，也看到这个耶稣呢，为他的这个使徒呢，改了名字。
For this scripture in John 1:42, we'll read that in Chinese.
那约翰福音一章四十二节，于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他说，你是约翰的儿子西门。你要称为基法，基法翻出来就是彼得。
So Jesus changed Peter's name from Simon to Peter to emphasize the meaning. Peter is now a rock.
那在这里我们看到呢，就是耶稣给这个他的使徒把名字从西门变成了彼得。这个彼得的名字呢，就是岩石的意思。
Secondly, in the ancient world, when it comes to the names of gods, divine names had power.
那而且就是在这个历史上呢，这个当这个神的名，那这种神的名呢是有力量的。
In the ancient world, to know the name of a god gives you some power.
那在古时候呢，如果你知道这个神的名字的话呢，就会让你得到力量。
For example, in ancient Egypt, there is a writing called the Book of the Dead.
就是比如说呢，就是这个埃及呢，有一本书叫《亡灵书》。
This was a book that taught Egyptians how to survive in the afterlife.
那这本书呢，就是来教这些埃及人怎么样在就是下一世，就是死亡以后该如何生活的。
I emphasize again, this is not the Bible, this is ancient Egyptian religion.
那我想在这里强调的是呢，就是这个不是圣经的记载教导，而是就是埃及人他们的信仰的一些教导。
This Egyptian Book of the Dead was even written and put in the coffin of the dead person.
那这个埃及人的这个信仰的教导呢，它如此的重要，他们就是会把这些话呢刻在他们的这个石棺上面。
In ancient Egyptian religion, in order to survive in the afterlife, you had to pass a test.
那就是说，这个作为埃及人的信仰呢，就是他们埃及人死后为了要生存的话呢，他必须要能够通过一些测试。
And one of the tests is, did you memorize the name of the 42 gods?
那其中有一个测试，就是他们是否记得这四十二个神的名字。
So in the afterlife, if they forgot, they would pull out the book and use the book.
所以如果他们就是为了这个死后的生活，他要是没有记住的话，他就需要把这个亡灵书拿出来记这四十二个神的名字。
But anyway, here is a quotation that is there. So the Egyptian person is supposed to say, I know you, and I know your name, and the names of the 42 gods who are with you.
就是这个呢，这段话就是在这个埃及的王印书中这本书卷中所摘录下来的。就是这个死去的人呢，他如果在这个他的下一世呢，他就必须说这句话，说哦，我知道你，我知道你的名字，以及与你同在的那四十二位神的名字。
Even in the Old Testament, there is a little bit of this idea in the Old Testament when Jacob wrestles with God.
那在这个旧约呢，也是有一些这个意思的，就是有关记得名字重要性的意思。就比如说在雅各与神摔跤的时候。
For this scripture, I'll ask the translator to read it in Chinese. Do you have the Chinese translation? Okay.
好的，那我们现在来读《创世纪》三十二章二十六到二十九节。那人说：“天黎明了，容我去吧。”雅各说：“你不给我祝福，我就不容你去。”那人说：“你名叫什么？”他说：“我名叫雅各。”那人说：“你的名不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列，因为你与神与人较力，都得了胜。”雅各问他说：“请将你的名告诉我。”那人说：“何必问我的名？”于是在那里给雅各祝福。
In this story, Jacob wrestles with some divine being, turns out later to be God.
那在这一段的记载中呢，雅各跟这个神人较量，最后就是其实这个神人其实就是神。
And here is another example of a name change where God changes Jacob's name to Israel.
那这个就是也是这个记载中给人改名字的一个故事，那就是把雅各的名字从雅各改为以色列。
Now, Jacob, being a clever fellow, tried to find out the name of this divine being.
那这个雅各呢，很聪明，他就想要知道这个与他摔跤的这一位神人的名字。
And it kind of implies some kind of power behind that.
所以他也就是意味着，就是如果他知道他的名字，他好像也就可以得到这个名字背后的力量。
Now, in the Bible, we focus on God's name is special and sacred.
那在圣经中呢，我们常常要关注神的名呢是特别而神圣的。
If we recall in my first message, we talked about the divine name Yahweh.
那如果我们记得的话，就是神有一个很就是神圣的名字叫耶和华。
This is the actual special name for the God of Israel.
那这个呢是以色列的神的特殊的名字。
But out of respect for Jewish tradition and reverence for the divine name,English translators use a different word.
那为了表达这个希伯来文这个神圣的神的名字的意思呢，英文也用了一个特殊的词。
They substitute the word Lord in all capital letters out of reverence for the divine name.
所以他用这个 Lord L-O-R-D 这个大写的主来代替这个耶和华这个原文这个圣洁的名字。
In Jewish tradition is influenced by this third commandment actually.
所以这个犹太人的文化呢，它的传统呢，其实。有如此的传统，也是因为受了这第三条诫命的影响。
Because the third commandment says, "Do not take God's name in vain," Jewish people took it very, very seriously. That's why they do not pronounce and they do not recite the divine name.
那因为这个第三条诫命呢，不可妄称主名啊，所以犹太人就不可以随便。说或者重述或者来讲或者拼写神的名字。
In Jewish tradition, to use the name or say the name Yahweh is a sin and breaking the third commandment.
所以作为这个犹太人的传统，如果他们说耶和华，因为这是神的名字的话，他们就犯了第三条诫命。
So when they read their Hebrew Bible and they come across the word Yahweh, they substitute a different expression of word.
所以当他们读圣经的时候，他们看到耶和华这个词的时候，他们就需要用一个其他的字来代替它，不可以直接念出来。
They may substitute the Hebrew word Hashem, which means the name.
他们可能会用希伯来文 Hashem, 就是说他的名来代替耶和华这个词。
Or they might substitute the Hebrew word Adonai, which means simply Lord.
或者他用希伯来文 Adonai, 就是主来代替这个圣洁的名字。
And out of reverence for the Jewish tradition, English translations do it this way with Lord in all capital letters.
所以为了这个尊敬并表示这个犹太人的传统呢，所以英文的翻译就用了主洛的这个词的大写来表示这个尊崇，来代替这个圣洁的耶和华的名字。
Now it is very interesting that for some reason in the Chinese translation, they use the word Yehovah.
然而就是很有意思呢，就是中文的翻译呢，就用了耶和华这三个字。
Yehovah is kind of a version of Yahweh.
因为耶和华其实也是就是 Yahweh 这个圣洁的希伯来文的一个翻译，一个代表。
The main point is that in the Old Testament, the word, the name Yahweh is special and sacred.
那因为在这个旧约里呢，这个 Yahweh 这个词呢是特殊的，是圣洁的。
And the third commandment means to take that name as holy, sacred, and seriously.
所以在旧约的教导的这个旧约的十诫里面的第三条诫命呢，就是要对待这个词呢要有尊崇崇敬的很认真的态度。
Now here is some scripture from Exodus 6, and I'll just read it in English. I skipped some verses, but this is my version.
所以这里是一些不同的这段经文的，就是不同译本的一些翻译，就是不同的译本。
Okay, it says here, God also said to Moses, I am the Lord. Remember, when you see Lord in all capital letters, that is the divine name Yahweh. I am Yahweh. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. God Almighty is a different Hebrew expression, El Shaddai. But by my name Yahweh, I did not make myself fully known to them. Therefore, say to the Israelites, I am Yahweh, and I will bring you out from under the yoke of the Egyptians. I will free you from being slaves to them. Then you will know that I am Yahweh, your God. So this passage emphasizes that before the God of Israel was God Almighty or El Shaddai, but now with the Exodus is a new meaning, a new name, a divine name. I am Yahweh, and I will free you from Egypt.
所以这段经文呢，就是讲在这个他们出埃及之前呢，那神是这位全能的神呢，是他的名字。那在他们出了埃及以后，那他就是我是耶和华，我要把你们从埃及人的轭下领出来。要把他们从为奴中解放出来。
Okay, so that was a little bit of a long introduction to understand the history and cultural background of the importance of the name in the ancient world.
所以刚才呢是在这个讲在古代的时候对于名字的重要性、名字的意义的一个比较长的一个介绍。
So now I will try to explain what does the third commandment actually mean.
那我现在呢就想试着跟大家解释一下，那第三条诫命到底是什么意思？
Here are several different English translations.
那这里呢是几种这个英文不同版本的译文。
You will see that from the NIV to the NRSV to the Tanakh translation, it seems to be getting more specific.
那这个从这个不同的译本呢，我们就看到，就是它这个越来越具体。
For the NIV is more general. You shall not misuse.
那 NIV 呢比较笼统，那就是说你不可以滥用。
The new RSV is a little bit more specific. You shall not make wrongful use.
那 NRSV 呢就更具体一点，就是说你不能错误的使用。
And the Tanakh translation is even more specific. Their interpretation of the third commandment is that to misuse is to swear falsely, is to swear falsely using God's name.
那个 Tanakh 的这个翻译呢，就是说你不可以就是以他的名起假誓，就是撒谎，那就更加的具体。
Now, I did some additional research this morning on the Chinese.
那我今天早上呢，就对这个中文的翻译呢，又做了进一步的这个研究。
Because I discussed this with my wife who knows Chinese, not me.
那因为我不懂中文，但我太太懂中文，所以我跟她好好的问了一下。
And we can discuss this with Pastor Lee afterward, but according to my wife, the Chinese translation has a different meaning.
那我可能待会儿可以跟李牧师谈，但是我今天早上跟我太太谈的结果呢，就是说中文的这个滥用呢，跟这个英文的这个翻译还是有一些不同的，这个词语是不一样的。
She said the two words have the idea of do not use God's name blindly.
就是他说这个中文的翻译呢，就是说不可以盲目的来使用的意思。
Well, she said the two words, I forget, wanchun or something like that, has the idea of do not use God's name without thinking.
但是就是说还有就是中文的意思，还有就是说你不能根本就没有用脑子思想就去使用神的名字。
I can check with you later what is the proper understanding of the Chinese translation, but I like it.
那我等如果你有不同的认识，我们等一会儿也可以交通。但是我还是蛮喜欢这个中文的意义的。
In my research, let me share with you four ways, four understanding of what does misuse from the NIV, what does that really mean? There are four ways.
我想下面呢跟大家分享就是这个 NIV 的翻译这个滥用的四个意思。
Here is my understanding. Number one, misuse at least means lying under oath in God's name.
那我认为的最少的第一个意思呢就是说滥用就是说以上帝的名义起誓撒谎。
This is brought out by the second scripture in Leviticus 19:12, which I'll ask to be read in Chinese.
那这个就是在这个利未记，在利未记中，十九章利未记十九章十二节，不可指着我的名起假誓，亵渎你神的名，我是耶和华。
This has the technical idea of you going to court, you swear to God, and you lie under God's name. That is very bad. No, no, no.
就好像就是说你去这个这个法庭上，然后你以神的名义来做假见证，这是一个非常坏的事情。
Even today, in the secular society, where there's separation between church and state, when you go to court, you have to swear to God on the Bible.
就是哪怕就是这当今世界，哪怕就是我们这个属世的世界呢，你去法庭的时候，你就是也要就是用这个圣经以神的名义来起誓，说你做的这个证词呢是真实的。
So today in America, when you go to court, you put your hand on the Bible, you raise your right hand, and someone says to you, Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help you God.
所以就是我们今天如果你去法庭做见证的话，都人们都会一只手放在圣经上，另一手举起，然后启示说，我愿神帮助你，只说真话，完全的真话，不可就是要我完全的真话，只有真话。
So even though people today lie all the time under oath, for a Christian, that is very bad.
对当今世界很多人就是按着手按圣经，他起的这个誓都是假誓。那对于基督徒来说呢，这是非常严重的错误。
The second meaning of misuse is that it means breaking a vow.Made in God's name. If you promise something, you make a vow using God's name, you must fulfill that.
那这个滥用的这个第二个意思呢，就是说你违背了以神的名义许下的这个誓言。
Here is a scripture to emphasize that. I'll just read it in English. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. So this point is the second understanding of misusing God's name or taking it in vain.
所以这是这个滥用神的名义的第二个例子，就是说你以神的名义起誓。结果你不去按照你的誓言去实现。
There are many stories in the Old Testament where someone makes a vow in God's name, and even though it ends up bad, the person must fulfill that vow because it's in God's name.
所以这个旧约中也有一些记载，就是很不幸的事件。就是有些人呢，以神的名义起了誓，结果起的誓言，造成了很严重的这个后果。因为他是以神的名义起的誓，所以他就不管后果如何，他必须去实现他这个许下的誓言。
Some of you Old Testament experts might remember Jephthah's vow. I think it was the judge Jephthah. He made a vow in the name of God.
就是我们如果要是对圣经比较熟悉的话，那就是圣经中有一个士师，叫 Jephthah， 他起的誓言。
He said, "The first thing that comes out of my house, I will sacrifice to God."
因为他去打仗之前
，In the name of God, he said that.
在他出门打仗之前，他就是以神的名义起誓，就是说，如果我得胜归来。那第一个来迎接我的呢，我就把它献给神。
According to the story, the first thing that came out was his daughter.
这个故事中的记载就是说，结果他回来的时候，第一个来迎接他的是他的女儿。
He made a vow without thinking, but because it was in God's name, he had to fulfill it.
因为当他起这个誓言的时候，他根本没有去仔细想，但因为他用神的名起誓了，所以他必须去实现。
So this is the second example of misusing God's name. Here's the third.
所以这个刚才那个呢，就是滥用主名的第二个例子。那现在下面呢，就是这个滥用主名的第三个例子。
Now you see how we're getting more from harder to softer, from tighter to looser.
那我们可以看到，就是说这个滥用主名，我们是从更严重的到比较轻一些的，从更紧的到比较就是容易一点的松散的。
A third example is of misusing God's name is when using God's name in profanity, bad words.
那第三个就是滥用主名的例子呢，就是用一种亵渎的态度来使用了神的名。
There's an interesting story in Leviticus chapter 24 about a half Egyptian, a man who is half Egyptian, and he gets into a fight.
那这个利未记二十四章中呢，记录了一个有趣的一个人的故事，就是这个人呢是一个混血的，他是父亲是埃及人，他的母亲是个以色列人，他呢就在有一天呢就跟人产生了口角。
Now I'll just read this in English, but I'll put on the Chinese translation.
所以我们会读这段经文，只读英文的，大家可以看上面的中文。
So here's the English story. Now the son of an Israelite mother and an Egyptian father went out among the Israelites. So he's half Egyptian, half Israelite. A fight broke out in the camp between him and another Israelite. The son of the Israelite woman blasphemed the name with a curse. So they brought him to Moses. I think I'll stop there. So they brought him to Moses. So something happened in a fight, and the scripture says that he blasphemed the name, which is the name of God, with a curse.
所以这圣经中的记载就是说，这个人在产生口角的时候呢，他就是发生了一件事情，就是他讲了神的名字。但是在这个过程中，他就是又用了这种诅咒的态度。
Apparently, this person was angry, got into a fight, and used God's name and cursing this other guy out.
所以就是你可以想象，就是当时这个人呢很生气，他跟人产生了口角，在这口角当中呢，他就用了神的名字来诅咒对方。
There's a commentary I was using, and the writer said something very funny.
那我在这个读圣经解读的时候，有这个作者呢，就用了很有意思的一个例子。
He said that the very day he was writing his commentary on the third commandment, he heard someone do something like that.
就这个解经家呢，就说当他在写这个。解经这篇文章有关第三条诫命的时候呢，正在这个时候，旁边就有一个人犯了这条诫命。
He said the very day he was writing these words, there was a man who was fighting with his computer.
就这个人呢，就在他写这个第三条诫命的这个解经的过程那天呢，旁边就有一个人在跟他的计算机发脾气。
You know how it is. Computers are very frustrating. He was frustrating at his computer. He was angry, and he says, "Jesus, God!"
这个人呢，就对他的这个计算机，因为计算机这个不好好工作，他就非常的生气，就大声的说，耶稣啊，神！我想对中国人来说，可能就是说我老天爷啊，就是天哪这样的。词语。
So that is an example of things Christians should not use.God's name in vain, in that anger and in profanity.
所以这就是一个当今非常实际的常见的例子。作为基督徒，你不可以就是如此的来随意在生气的时候来随意的使用神的名。
The fourth way that we misuse God's name is when we use God's name in a light.Casual or non-serious manner.
那第四个就是滥用神的名呢，就是指你随便、很随意的以不严肃的方式使用神的名。
This is a little bit different. It's not profanity or cursing, but sometimes we use God's name in a light, casual or non-serious manner.
这个不同于刚才就是用神的名来诅咒。那这个地方就是说你在用。神的名的时候呢，就是很随意。
That's why I like the Chinese translation. The meaning is that you use God's name blindly or without thinking. Blah 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 blah.
所以呢，我就比较喜欢就是中文的翻译，就是你用随便的使用神的名，你也没有经过仔细的思考，就随便就讲了神的名字。
Here is a quotation from an excellent commentary. I'll just read it to you on the third commandment.
那这个是一个很有名的这个释经学者有关这个第三条诫命的解释。
The openness of the Hebrew term lashon to wider meanings than simply falsehood, more specifically to meaningless and empty invocation of the Lord's name, means that one recognizes here also a warning against light, casual, non-serious uses of the divine name that do not take account of its weight. Do not lift up the name in a way appropriate to its character as the name of the Lord. So the idea is that the name of the Lord is sacred, is holy, it's weighty, and therefore we should not use it in a light, casual, non-serious manner.
就是这个词呢，就是它有更广泛的含义，是也是更有开放性的含义。就是说你不可以用简单，不只是说不可以用简单的谎言。具体的说，就是说连这些无意义的和空洞的词，这就是说人们呢，就是警告人们。 不要轻率的、随意的、不严肃的使用，就没有考虑的情况下就使用神的名。神的名是有重要意义的，是很有分量的，不可以随意的使用和他的这个品格的方式，品格的不对称的使用。我们要这个神的名呢，是需要被高举的，因为他是主的名。
Here is another translation. This is another scholar named Coogan, and I like his translation. He says, you should not use the name of Yahweh, your God, for nothing, because Yahweh will not acquit anyone who uses his name for nothing. The idea is like for nothing important, casual, light, non-serious.
那我比较喜欢这个古根对这条诫命的翻译，就是说 你不可随便的使用耶和华你的上帝的名字，因为耶和华必不对那些随意使用他名字的人定他们无罪。So
how does this apply in the New Testament?
那我们在这个新约时代该如何使用这一条诫命呢？
Let me wrap up, let me close up with some New Testament scriptures.
那我用一些新约的经文来结束。
Matthew 6:9 in the NIV. I'll just read this in English and then the next one in Chinese. This then is how you should pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
The second scripture is from Matthew 1:21, and we'll just read it in Chinese.
I already read it.
The third scripture is Acts 16:18. She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the Spirit, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her. At that moment, the Spirit left her. And this final scripture we'll just read in Chinese.
所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
Let us close in prayer.
我们来祷告结束。
Our dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll help us to revere your holy name.
亲爱的天父，我们祷告祈求你，让我们能够，你向我们能够彰显你名圣洁的意义。
It's so easy for us to take your name in a light, casual, and non-serious manner.
对我们来说，用这种随意的态度来使用你的名，是那样的常见。
We pray that by honoring your name and the name of Jesus, that it will teach us how holy and how important you are in our lives.
我们祈祷帮助我们学习如何尊崇你的名，尊崇耶稣基督的名，让我们能够领受到你名的你名的圣洁。
May our reverence for the divine name be a witness to those around us that our speech or our character reflects that God is number one in our lives.
愿我们的言语行为和我们的人格能够彰显出你名的圣洁，彰显出你对我们生命的，使我们的生命圣洁。
So important in our lives that we revere His name.
对我们来说，能够活出你名的荣耀是何等的重要。
And so we ask and pray this all in Jesus' most holy name.
我们所有的祷告都是奉耶稣圣洁的名求。
Amen.
Amen.